Do not be afraid. 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 Do any of you here this morning remember a woman by the name of Jean Driscoll? Jean, years ago, won the women's wheelchair division of the Boston Marathon. And after winning, stories of her life hit the newspaper, and I remember reading a particular article where she said, as a kid, she was afraid of the long-term consequences of her handicap and what her life would be like confined to a wheelchair. And constantly angry at God, she said she didn't understand why things like her handicap existed when she knew there was a loving God who seemed to be taking care of everyone but her. And the article went on to say that her feelings of being afraid, of not knowing what the future would be like, and her feelings of anger eventually changed after witnessing the lives of some of her friends and how their faith spoke loud and clearer through their words and through their actions. Jean Driscoll realized that being confined to a wheelchair was just a characteristic and not a defining principle of her life. And overcoming her fears, she believed God had a plan for her, and in fulfilling that plan, she believed that no matter who we are, or what we have, or what we don't have in life, there's always a caring, compassionate God who helps us overcome our fears, those moments of being afraid of not knowing what the future holds for us. That kind of faith provided her with the hope and the strength and the courage to compete in the Boston Marathon. In the gospel reading this morning, Jesus is talking to his disciples about the fears and the oppression and the persecution that they may encounter as he sends them off on their mission to proclaim the good news. And he reminds them, what? Not to be afraid. And reinforces that by letting them know, reminding them about the meaning and the importance of their lives. And in doing that, he talks about, of all things, remember? Sparrows. Sparrows were considered in Jesus' day to be the least significant of all creatures. Yet Jesus says that God provides for them, that they are very important and valuable to God, even if they are considered the most common and most insignificant bird in the world. And then Jesus goes on to say that if God provides for these insignificant sparrows, how much more will God provide for us, especially when he knows every single thing about us? Even as the gospel stated, the number of hairs on our head. And for some of us here this morning, the counting is a little bit easier for God. Imagine that image of knowing how many hairs on our heads is probably an exaggerated way of saying God knows all about us. That God knows about our needs and our fears and our concerns and our worries. God knows all about our joys and whatever else makes our lives meaningful and fulfilling. And in knowing that, God will provide for us what we truly need because he deeply cares about what happens to us. I don't know about you, but to me, that's certainly reassuring, especially to those of us who might be faced with a life-threatening illness. That's comforting to know for those of us who may have recently lost a loved one. It's a source of hope in light of some of the difficulties and the challenges that we face in life. It'll bring us peace of mind as we face the changes and the challenges, both locally and within our diocese, as another part of the Into the Deep initiative is implemented next weekend. In a book titled God Never Failed Me, there's a humorous story about two nuns who were delivering all kinds of medical supplies to a nursing home when their car ran out of gas. And they searched the entire car for a gas can, but the only sort of container they could find that could hold gas was a bedpan. Yes, a bedpan, and we all know what bedpans are used for. So the sisters walked to the nearest gas station, filled the bedpan with gas, then returning to the car, they carefully balanced the bedpan and began to pour gas into the tank. Well, about the same time, a man driving a pickup truck approached, and when he saw what was going on, he came to a complete stop. And marveling at what he thought he was seeing, he stuck his head out the window of the truck and said, "Sisters, I'm not Catholic, but I'll tell you what, I sure do admire your faith." God never, ever fails us. There's never any reason to fear. If our faith is strong enough to withstand the many, many challenges of our lives. You know, we have people like Jean Driscoll, who won the wheelchair division of the Boston Marathon, whose faith not only gave her the determination to overcome her physical fears to compete in the marathon, but more important, reaffirmed God's love for her. I'm sure there are many of you sitting here this morning in this parish who are wonderful examples of how your faith has carried you through very difficult and challenging times, a faith nurtured, a faith strengthened, a faith sustained by God's love, by God's care, and by God's concern. So, what's ever happening in our lives, what's ever going to happen in this parish as you face new challenges and changes, let's remember God's love for us is so great, He'll provide for you and me all that we need to meet the many, many challenges of life. So, don't be afraid.